Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Bargain, an original poem written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Nora Lee and Hazel Joy and their family, Riley and Holland and their family, Charlotte and Lucy Johnson and their family, and David and Lily from Prairie Village and their family. Thank you so much, Lily, David, Lucy, Charlotte, Holland, Riley, Hazel Joy, and Nora Lee. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. We also wanted to tell you about a new iTunes app for kids podcasts that we helped to build. It's called Kids Listen, and it's on the iTunes App Store. It has nothing but kid-friendly shows curated by us and our kid show friends. And it's free! Just search Kids Listen on iTunes.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. The Bargain. Gather round, girls and boys, and grab your parents' wallet. 'Cause we're here to sell ya a whatchamacallit. A hoojakaloo of such sorcerous scale that you better buy now while we have it on sale. It's a special promotion, just a limited time. If you don't get it now, we'll drop it down a mine. Or burn it, or blast it, or turn it to goo, or give it to someone. Someone not you. Don't be the last to own one on your block. Don't be left out while your neighbors all flock. All your enemies have one. All their enemies, too. And they'll surely agree that my claims are true. It's a dazzling device. It's a magical thing. And for a small cost, just a minor cha-ching, you can own a wonder, a small slice of style. Let everyone know you're a person of guile. I see that you're curious and eager to know if my claims are spurious or if I've something to show. Well, come gather close. Now don't make me yell. If you're interested in buying, I've got something to sell. All that it is, such a small silly thing, is a box with a tube and a bell that goes ding, plus a big button, bright, shiny, and red, just made to be pushed, hard and often, it's said. And when you push it, that's when it all starts. It chugs and it shrugs and it spits out red sparks. The bell dings like crazy, the tube lets a holler, and out of the end shoots a shiny new dollar. Yes, yes, a dollar. That's all yours, my friend. To save or to share, to keep or to spend, put it in your purse. Your wallet is for it. The dollar is yours wherever you store it. Too good to be true. We've heard it before. But don't you leave yet. Don't walk out that door. We'll tell you the secret. It's really not much. It's nothing salacious. There's no pearls to clutch. When you press the button and start up the gears, somewhere else in the world, a tree disappears. How does it work? Just look at the specs. All the gobbledygook is up in the decks. But safe to say, all you need to know is that when you need a buck, a tree's gotta go. What do you say? Let's take it for a spin. Just a little test, one push to begin. Hold out your hand and stretch out a finger. Now don't be nervous, there's no reason to linger. Press it just once. Ah, there you go. Out comes a dollar. It's not just for show. Take that to the store and get you a toy. Maybe some candy, sticky sweet to enjoy. Press it five times. Count it aloud. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm so proud. Take those $5 and buy you a cake, or tan flan, or pie, or a super thick shake. Now, are you ready? Is your finger all set to go for the gusto? 100 presses, most yet? I know you can do it. And what's 100 trees? Think of all you'll buy that'll put you at ease. Well, now we're talking. Pressing solid and square. Keep up at this rate, you'll be a millionaire. Forests are falling, dollars stacking high. There's nothing off limits, nothing you can't buy. What about the trees? Now, don't be silly. They're not trees near you or your dear old Aunt Tilly. They're far, far away, places you'll never see. They're long leagues away, places you'll never be. So yes, press. Let those dollars stack high. Who needs the trees when the world's yours to buy? More than a million. More than you can count. It's too much to carry, an obscene amount. What's that you say? You need trees for shade? For fruits and for veggies and lemons for aid? Cocoa to make chocolate and grass for the cows and hay for the horses and wheat for the plows? Well, now don't worry. That's a problem for others. You're rich, and you'll have your druthers. Just buy the last chocolate, the milk and the steaks, the bread and the cereal, fresh water from lakes. So yes, press. All your neighbors will too. And so will your friends, the whole rowdy crew. And so will we all, most every day. Just press as the world goes more gray. Till nothing's left growing, and smog clogs the sky, and the only fresh food is for the pressers to buy. And still we keep pressing. From dusk until dawn, we'll press and we'll press till the last tree is gone. What's that you say? You need them to breathe? They take your old breath through root, stem, and leaf and spit it out fresh as clean, cool, sweet air? Well, that's not my problem. But don't you despair. I'll make you a trade. You return my machine and the dollars you made, yes, all of your green, plus all of the things that you thought you needed, all the bright shinies for which you pleaded. And in exchange, I'll offer a trade. For something less thrilling, but more natural made, it's smaller than small and worth not a cent, except to for those whose forests are spent. It's really not much, such a small, silly thing. It has no box, no tube, no bell to go ding. It has no button that's shiny with greed. There's nothing to push. It's simply a seed. And when you plant it, that's when it all starts. Buried in soil but close to your hearts, a tear full of water, an eye full of sun, a soul full of patience, and the healing's begun. And that one seed a new tree will bring. And from that new tree, many more seeds will spring. Seeds of all colors, seeds of all shapes, seeds for potatoes, seeds for fat grapes. Seeds to replace all that we've lost, all trees we destroyed like early spring frost. Seeds to make up for all of our pressin', and this time around, maybe we'll learn our lesson. So that's my deal. Trade your extra wealth and I'll give you this seed. Just think of your health. Just dream of clean air. Just wish for clear water. And not just for you, but your son or your daughter. It's a special promotion, just a limited time. If you don't get it now, it's simply a crime. I just need a buyer, someone good and true, someone who cares, someone like you. The End. Today's story, The Bargain, was an original poem written by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. And don't forget to check out the Kids Listen app for a curated collection of kid-friendly podcasts. Just search Kids Listen on iTunes. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.